You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning. I'm Drew Robinson, and this is Tech in 2 with Wired. Presented by Porsche, introducing the new Porsche 911, a recurring dream turned recurring reality. Learn more at PorscheUSA.com/new911. Stealthy Russian hacker group resurfaces with clever new tricks. A band of Kremlin hackers involved in the 2016 hack of the Democratic National Committee has resurfaced. Researchers revealed today that the group has been involved in a years-long espionage campaign, penetrating the networks of at least three targets: the ministries of foreign affairs at two Eastern European countries and one European Union nation, including the network of that EU country's Washington, D.C. embassy. They rebuilt their arsenal, says researcher Matthew Feu. They never stopped their espionage activity. Zuckerberg doubles down on free speech, the Facebook way. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg delivered a speech today at Gaston Hall Auditorium at Georgetown University, which has hosted the likes of Bill Clinton, Barack Obama, and Bono, to declare himself a champion of free speech. He spoke for nearly 40 minutes, and while he didn't announce any new initiatives, he covered everything from conservative bias to Facebook's reputation in the world. And now for today's fast fact. 50%. That's the percentage of sales Volvo hopes will be from fully electric cars by 2025. The other 50% would be hybrids. The company, which is on a mission to drop its emissions by 40%, just unveiled its first all-electric car, the XC40 Recharge. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech Into newsletter at wired.com/TT.